It's always very tricky to see in the budget papers where there is actually any new money. At this point in time, I'd say in the infrastructure, it looks like the $104.8 million in the regional branch lines could well be new. And we've seen some significant fast-tracking of some regional infrastructure projects as well. In our memorandum of understanding that we signed with the government prior to the election, we certainly had some items on the agenda. We're not seeing those items at the moment reflected in these budget papers, but hopefully when we dig into some of the detail, we may see some of the money, for example, around Flying Fox netting, a new brand for farmers and a cattle underpass scheme and some extra money for LLS.
There have been concerns raised that the local land services is going broke. $162 million is down on paper in this budget for the LLS. Is any of that new?
Well, again, we are going to be seeking further information from the government. It does seem a little bit confusing at first read. We know that the budgeted staff costs for LLS have actually increased from $78.8 to $87.7 million. But then we see that the operating expenses have been reduced from $43.5 to $35 million. So on the face of it, it's very difficult to see whether it actually has an increase in budget, which was committed to us under the government's MOU. And we certainly can't have any more cuts in that organisation. We cannot have a cost shift from government to local landholders of services that have a huge public benefit.
Drought assistance is an issue that New South Wales Farmers has lobbied on. It appears as though a lot of the money in this budget is money that's already been announced as part of other projects and is really not going towards assistance, is more going towards preparedness. Are you concerned about the drought money?
Look, we are disappointed that we're not seeing any direct in-drought assistance in this budget. We have lobbied very, very hard. The package that is on the table at the moment has been previously announced. Is certainly very welcome in terms of general agriculture policy. We see an innovation fund. We see some money for training, and we see some money for new weather stations. But in terms of actually the government standing shoulder to shoulder with some of these communities and some of these landholders that are very, very impacted by this drought that is now into its fourth year, it's just missing. And I think the communities will be very disappointed to see that in a year of a budget surplus, that the government has not chosen to actually allocate some funding to sustain these communities.